We continue our coverage on the issue of cyber risk, cyber threats, and many more. This morning, Trend Micro Incorporated in April announced the findings of its latest Global Cyber Risk Index, or CRI, for the second half of last year, which revealed that 67% of organizations in Malaysia think they'll be successfully attacked in the next 12 months, which is this year, over 22% claiming this is very likely to happen. The findings from the semi-yearly report aims to measure the gap between respondents' preparedness of attack and their likelihood of being attacked. In the second half of last year, CRI report surveyed more than 3,400 CIOs or Chief Information Security Officers, as well as its practitioners and managers across Asia Pacific, North America, Europe and South America. Now, we've seen what has happened with IPA 88 and a few other high-profile individuals and political masters of the country featuring their Telegram and Signal account being hacked, resulting in this threat being very real. So joining us live this morning via video call is the Managing Director of Trend Micro Malaysia and Nascent Countries, Goh Chee Ho. Goh, thanks for joining us this morning. The state of cybersecurity preparedness among local enterprises and companies following expanding digital attacks has surfaced evolving trends. It's actually quite important for us to look at. Let's talk a little bit more about how cybersecurity landscape is looking like right now.
Selamat pagi. A very good morning to all of you. COVID pandemic did accelerate digital transformation into a fast lane. Indirectly, it's changing the way users consume information that leads to drastic major revamp of infrastructure. With such rapid digital transformation, a lot of CIOs, CISO, they come to me. They say, hey, Go, I feel more vulnerable because indirectly, I need to tear down my perimeter security to cater the remote user. As you all know, when remote users work from home, work and life have to emerge into one. That means they use the devices for work and also for the social engineering and so on. On the other hand, my OT will emerge into part of my IT network. If you're running in the healthcare industry, manufacturing industry, utility, or part of service, eventually all these device division, OT and IT, will have a different priority. OT priority will be productivity. IT will be privacy. As you all know, OT equipment running on old legacy operating system and also outdated patches, they create another challenge for the IT people. On the other hand, they say, hey, go, my top management, my marketing team, my business development team is pushing for cloud adoption. Eventually, I see my cloud app will outrun my on-prem. If these kind of challenges are also facing another challenge dimension, threat evolve faster than I thought for traditional ransomware moving to modern ransomware. Is it, hey, go with all this kind of rapid digital transformation, what is your advice to me? I told most of my colleagues, a CIO, I say, hey, a friend CIO, I say, hey, in the past, you're spending a lot of effort and also initiative for prevention. Today, you need to up the game. You need to build a resilient cybersecurity strategy that anticipate breach, that can cover cross detect and response capability, what we call XDR.
What would be some of the observation of the acceleration of digital transformation in Malaysia, and how does this impact the cybersecurity element of companies and, of course, some governmental agencies as well? Do you feel that they are keeping up in step with the threats or rising threats right now?
I believe Malaysia as a country, I think the government and also the regulator putting a lot of effort to safeguard those corporate digital assets. As all mean, as I mentioned, is you always need to have a mental model to prepare for breach. You need to ensure as and when you get breached, you need to have incident response capability that can able to help you, to give you visibility, timely detect and respond. So this is very important.
What is digital attack surface and why is it crucial for enterprises to take note of it?
Yeah, digital attack surface is an all possible entry point for an authorized user or a hacker to gain access into your computer system. Based on Trend Micro Global Risk Survey Index, it shows 82% of corporates in Malaysia are very concerned about fast evolving and growing digital attack surface. At the same time, sad to say, only half of this organization have the ability to define digital attack surface. With such rapid growing attack surface, it becomes very challenging for the end user to manage all these kind of evolving threats. So let me give you an example. Day to day, you will see significant increase about the devices connected to your network as compared to the past. Today, you have IP camera, you have OT devices. At the same time, user on the move. They bring another dimension of attack surface challenge. As I mentioned, it's cloud people. We keep add on the cloud account, they subscribe the cloud storage, cloud compute. All this time is piling up the attack surface. My advice to the audience is you need to have a unified cybersecurity platform in order to give you visibility about this digital attack surface.
Do you feel that the issue of organizations managing and protecting their business as threats has become a little bit more complex and sophisticated? And perhaps could you explain to us how companies are organized mostly? You know, because we have chief data officer, chief information officer, chief intelligence officer. There seems to be some great overlap in terms of the CIOs, CDOs, and many other CTOs, in fact, chief technology officer. Do you feel that organizations, big and small, are particularly convoluted in terms of how to manage the cybersecurity threats?
Yeah, maybe I answer this question. In the past, people purchase cybersecurity solutions driven by the infrastructure team, whereby you have the infra team, you have the CISO team. Majority is they go on silo approach. Majority is some people go for endpoint solution, some go for gateway solution, some go for network solution. We believe with the evolving and high growth attack surface, it's no longer able to work effectively because you need to end up you're buying a lot of new silo solutions that are not able to collaborate together. So in order to deal with all this kind of significant growing digital attack surface, we believe unified cybersecurity platform is a way to go. And recently, Trend Micro launching a solution called Trend Micro One, a unified cybersecurity platform that have the XDR capability that enable a user to discover attack surface, assess the risks about the attack surface, they even benchmark the risks versus the peer, versus the same industry, and eventually help them mitigate the risks. With this kind of unified cybersecurity platform, they give them visibility, fast response, and ability to detect all those kind of features to reduce the impact.
Final question, Goh. I want to explore the resources or the ability for companies to allocate capital to manage and safeguard their cybersecurity threats and cybersecurity system. Some companies don't even budget this, either CAPEX or OPEX, in their annual budget. SMEs, especially small companies, don't even think about protecting or allocating some resources into improving their ability to protect their cybersecurity threats. For those companies or business owners and business leaders that are watching us right now this morning, how do you think they should think about allocating resources, money and non-financial as well, in improving their cybersecurity threats?
We have a few approaches to deal with all this kind of budget challenge, as you know, today's economy. So, actually, first, we do a complement education for corporate, for those C-level people and board of director, to let them know exactly what is security challenges, what is malware. So, we need to let them know those challenges. After they know those challenges, we help them to give them a complement assessment to let them realize exactly how healthy is the environment. With this kind of assessment, then we give them a blueprint. What are those gaps that you need to fix? Without fixing, what are those risks that you explore? So instead of just telling, hey, this is our solution, it's good, they need to buy. So first, it's going through a series of education to let them aware what is challenges about security. And security is to enable your digital transformation, not to slow you down. Second, do an assessment for them to let them see the reality, did they got gap or not. If they got a gap, maybe our consultant team will write down a blueprint to let them know how they can fix those gaps.
Thank you very much, Goh, for joining us. That was Goh Chee Ho, the Managing Director of Trend Micro Malaysia and Nascent Countries.